Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through... Look at this professional. Monday through Friday. Pacific, whatever. Hey, we got a lot to get into here today. The Royal Rumble was this past weekend. And a very exciting show here today because we will be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler as well as Mike Sempervivi. Because every year, Filthy Tom helps us review the Royal Rumbles. And since we haven't reviewed the Royal Rumble on Observer Live, don't talk about my hair. Let's just move on here. We got a lot to get into today. We got a lot to get into with the Royal Rumble, and Tom's going to be reviewing both matches. And we've got all of the news, because a lot went down this past weekend, and we will not have time to get into all of it today. But we are going to do our best. So we basically have two winners of the Royal Rumble. We have an idea for some of the matches at WrestleMania, but I believe that between now and WrestleMania, this is going to be one of those years where we got some twists and turns. So I would not expect this to be just straightforward to WrestleMania. We're going to have some changes coming up. What they will be, I guess we'll find out. But I do think we know at least some of the top matches for WrestleMania. So we'll get into all that after the break. As noted, Mike Sempervivi, Filthy Tom Lawler, join us. If you want, text us 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You want a Cameo? We can do it. And at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we were back on Twitch and YouTube, et cetera, but now we're not. But we're here on the radio. So if you are listening on Sports Byline, we'll get to the Twitch and YouTube page back up again soon, and then I'll tell everybody what happened. But it is Wednesday here on the show, and we are back. And while we're waiting for everything to get rebooted here, I will let you guys all know that we will be having an After Dark Radio. God forbid we will have an After Dark Radio 2 Pacific 5 Eastern. So we're crossing our fingers and praying for that one. And tonight, of course, is AEW Dynamite. We've got a lineup for the show. Last night was NXT. And so today we will be talking about all of the news, including Tony Khan talking about Grand Slam Australia. We got Vengeance Day coming up, which after great confusion on Tuesday night's Brian Avitti show, I can tell you that Vengeance Day is a PLE. It is a Saturday night special. Next Tuesday's NXT is just a normal edition of NXT. And then Vengeance Day will be on Saturday, February 15th. If you would like to spend Valentine's Day with your beloved watching NXT, well, have I got the date night for you. We also have the Collision viewership. We got the Raw viewership. We got a bunch of injuries to talk about, including one I told you about a while ago. And we will do the NXT report. So that's the plan for today. See, I just redid that opening segment for those of you that missed the opening segment. And then I'll redo another segment for those of you that end up being here for that segment. Everybody got it? Got it?
I think I've disappeared on video, Brian.
You have, because like I just said, video is down. It is being rebooted right now. And then I'll tell you when to reconnect.
Got
so
it.
Anyway, tonight is Dynamite. Tonight is Dynamite, and we have got... I'm just barreling on through, dude, till this gets fixed. Will Ospreay, Don Callis, mystery family member. So for those of you that have been following along, Don Callis, he teased a fifth member. A fifth member.
Mabel.
Of the Don Callis family. And we do not know who that fifth member is, but some of you might recall that there were five members of the Don Callis family, and one of them was Trent. And then Trent got injured. And so we'll find out if that is the returning Trent tonight or if there is a new member of the Don Callis family.
Man, I got a problem with this storyline then if it's Trent. Not that I wouldn't be happy for Trent coming back. Big situation for him to come back in. But you're telling me Don Callis is such a genius? He forgot about Powerhouse Hobbs, but remember Trent Barretta? I'm disgusted.
Oh, look at that. We're back.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. So, I'll just start at the beginning. Yesterday was a snow day. We had like a quarter inch, and thus there was utter panic in the Seattle area. And so all schools were hours late. So that screwed up the entire day, which is why we didn't have an Observer Live yesterday, at least me. I guess Mike produced something. And then today we had like 3/4 of an inch of snow, and so they canceled school for the entire day. But luckily today, they all went up skiing, so I'm free, and I'm here to do the show, as well as After Dark. So that was yesterday. And then I made a big mistake, which was there's a new iOS. It said to upgrade. So of course I went and I checked everything. Like, is all my stuff gonna work? And the thing said, yeah, should be no problem. You know, your auditional work, everything will be good. So I upgraded, and you know what happened? Everything, all to hell. The audio stuff all went down. I was unable to operate anything on the local network here. I couldn't turn on the lights, couldn't turn on the tie line to connect anything. So spent all night trying to do that. And then today, spent more time doing that. And you will be pleased to know that I fixed it. I actually figured out how. Tony came, and he almost had it all fixed. But still, we couldn't figure out. Like, everything worked. Like, I could operate the network on other browsers, but not the browser I use. So I knew something was up, and I figured it out. And unfortunately, when I figured it out, I guess that involved rebooting the computer, and then the audio stuff didn't work anymore, which caused the video stuff to not work. Why do we do this? Like, what's the point? Do you guys enjoy the show? Do you guys enjoy radio shows and video shows? Like, should I keep doing this, or should I just quit because it's, like, easier? I don't know.
Does it give you a little bit of a second thought, since we are older men who came from a time where things were not all linked together by way of voice command? Have you thought about, like,
I don't do anything with a voice command.
But trying to do things, like, everything is on one network. Like you said, the lights couldn't come on. Have you thought about, like, maybe, you know, disconnecting some of that and letting it run on its own?
No.
Okay.
I have not thought about that.
Okay.
And some of this stuff, you can't even do that. It only works through the network.
No, the lights can only work.
No, I'm not talking about the lights. I'm talking about the tie line. I can't manually do the tie line. It's all connected to the network, so I have to use the network. And yes, I use a Mac. And you know what? It works great 97% of the time. I used to have PCs, so you know what? They also work great 97% of the time. So I don't want this tribalism about Mac versus PC here. Get out of here.
My Mac is 15.
If you can't figure out one or the other, that's on you, not the Mac or the PC.
Mac,
just like it was on me this weekend.
Crazy old here, and it still works. So I'm in this Mac train. If you just don't let it update itself constantly, it will run for an incredibly long time.
That's right. 97% of the time, it works every time. The same on when I had a PC for years and years and years.
How do you feel about the timeline right now?
It's working, so I'm not going to complain. Now,
okay.
We announced the Dynamite card.
We did?
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
Oh.
You were actually on the air when I went over the entire Dynamite card for tonight.
I, too, was in
the dark. Do it again for you. We have got Will Ospreay versus a member. Remember we were talking about the member of the Don Callis family?
Yes.
We were talking about it potentially being Trent. You remember this? Okay.
I do now, yes.
Ricochet and Swerve Strickland. Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita versus Buddy Matthews and Brody King. Queen Aminata versus Tony Storm.
Who you got?
And Hangman Page will appear live. That is the lineup for the show tonight. Now, Tony Khan did one of his deals where he talks about stuff. He did an interview with TV Insider, and he claimed that this AEW Grand Slam Australia will be one of the biggest TV events of the year, he said, arguably the biggest TV card of the year. Now, keep in mind, it's February 15th. I think, how many matches do we have? One? But I will give him this. I will give him this. It is airing following NBA All-Star Saturday. And the last time this happened, okay? The last time this happened.
Chris Jericho got made fun of.
They did lose a lot of viewers, obviously, by the end of the show. They had a gigantic lead-in. And as the show went on, they lost a bunch by the end. But, they did have a lot of those viewers stick around for a solid 45 minutes, okay? So it was not a situation where, you know, we've got this giant NBA lead-in and everyone's going to watch for 1 minute and we'll have a giant first quarter and then it'll go back to normal. They actually had some of those non-wrestling fans stick around for as long as 45 minutes. So given that this is following immediately the NBA All-Star Saturday on TNT, this probably, no joke, will be the biggest TV event of the year, at least for Collision. I don't know if it's going to beat Dynamite, most Dynamites, but it's possible. So it'll be interesting to see where they put what. Will they open with Toni Storm beating Mariah May for the title to try to grab all those viewers? Are we going to have a Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega tag team match of some sort to try to keep people? We shall see. But that's going to be taking place on February 15th. He said he was very happy with Max. He says he doesn't have all the numbers, but he's been told AEW is one of the top sports leagues on the streaming network. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You guys realize I've been in radio for 25 years? Like actual radio. 25 years.
Yeah.
It just proves that old saying.
What's
that? I don't know. I don't have an old saying. They tell you stuff like, if you keep working hard, you'll get better. It's just...
I don't know. I've been doing this
for 20. They're
lying to you. But 20 now. How do you think it's worked out for me?
Lying to you. Don't listen to them.
Dom, you want to jump in on this? Where's Darren at? Get Darren out of the office again.
Wondering, like, what's going on? Why is this show not working? Well, because Brian is hosting. That's all you have to say, Dom. Brian is hosting.
Where's Filthy?
That's the last thing we need today. Now, Vengeance Day, they had a teaser at the end of NXT, and some fella, as it says here on the front page, a social media user identified the wrestlers. Oh, it didn't say the name of the social media. These are apparently actual names. Dion Lennox. All right, we know that guy. That's the bookworm. Keanu Carver.
Who?
Cutler James. So we have a Carver and a Cutler? He should have been Cutless. They could work together.
Cutlery.
And Saquon Sugars.
Wait, is Saquon or...
Who knows?
Pronounce that again?
Who knows? Saquon Sugars, I'm calling him.
Saquon Sugars.
Yes. Saquon Sugars.
Saquon.
How do you know?
Saquon Barkley.
But it doesn't mean he's going to pronounce it like that.
Fair enough. Touche.
Thank you. It's NXT, for the love of God.
You are not welcome, sir. You are not welcome.
So anyway, that appears to be who these four people are.
Dion Lennox leading a group.
We don't know if he's leading. It could be Saquon Sugars.
That's true. Maybe.
Or it could be Keanu Cutler.
Will they be more entertaining to watch than an actual test pattern?
You know what's funny is, like, the thing with NXT names is, like, you could switch all these names around and they'd sound silly no matter how you. We got Keanu Carver and Cutler James, but we could actually do Keanu James, who is almost Keanu James, and Cutler Carver, which really totally sounds like an NXT name.
There is an NXT. Look, they had Brandon. No, it's Brandon Cutler, I guess. But, like, there's an NXT name generator. I'm pretty sure that there is. Although, with that said, like, if I gave you the names of a couple of minor league pitchers, country music singers, and NASCAR drivers, doesn't matter. It's all a Cole, Jake. It's all, like, mixed up in there. They're all the same.
This guy says it's Saquon Sugars.
Saquon Sugars.
That's what he says. Well, we're going to find out now. Yeah. Keanu Carver and Cutler James.
Cutler James.
Yeah. I was going to make a joke that Cutler James could marry Brandon Cutler and they could be Cutler Cutler, but then I realized they actually had a Kelly Kelly.
They did.
Yeah, yes. I'm years behind. I'm years behind. All right. Collision on Saturday was murdered going up against the Royal Rumble. 197,000 viewers. That's not for Rampage. That show's dead. That's for Collision. And a 0.04.
Well, I'm sure a bunch of watched on Max.
Oh, well, I'm sure a lot did, but not that many. Second lowest rating in the show's history.
Well.
Yeah.
times are hard on the Boulevard right now, especially when you're going up against another WWE show of the magnitude of the Royal Rumble. It's how it goes.
Yes. Raw, this would be the January 27th show, so this was a week ago. This one did 2.9 million views globally. So, like I said last week, that's where they're settling in, about 3 million. And that's now a 2 week straight. They've done 3 million and 6.6 million hours viewed. So, you notice when these shows debut, it's always week three. It's not even a, what do you call it? You know, cliche or whatever. It actually happens. The third week is when we find out what a show is going to do every single time.
So you're dangling on the precipice in week two.
Basically, yes. They lost 700,000 viewers from week two to week three, and then it leveled out. So there you go.
Yeah, XFL, one of the rare examples, although I think it dropped a lot from week two to week three as well, too. But that 1 to 2 week bombing was something else.
Okay, we got a couple of injuries. Lance wants to know, how do you think Collision's going to do against Night 1 of Mania? Poorly.
Well, this one did, what, 197?
197.
About the same. And, you know, it's Easter weekend.
It'll actually do worse. It'll do worse.
Yeah,
Easter weekend. More people will watch Mania than the Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's bad.
Then we've got an injury report. Apollo Crews, I called it, torn pec. Sucks.
Yeah.
He just took a back cracker from Johnny Gargano, and it went. Just like a nothing happened and move. And so he's going to be out of action for quite a while, several months. And then we don't know what happened, but Mina Shirakawa was injured at a Stardom show at Corican Hall. And it just says she will be out an unspecified period to recover from injury sustained on Sunday. And she responded, regrettable. Well, it is. I'm not the type of person to just keep losing and getting beaten. Please give me some time so I can give it back at 120%. So all the best to those two.
Stop getting thrown into chairs. Talked about on the Adam and Mike show yesterday. Talked about on the Express edition I put up for members yesterday of this show. The first spot of the match is they bail outside. Momo Watanabe takes her, throws her into chairs, which is something they do at Stardom shows a lot. Why they pitch bodies into chairs? Just because you can. She doesn't need to be doing this right now. You know, she really, really doesn't. And I would assume she's going to be in Australia. I would have to believe she's going to be in Australia for the Mariah and Tony thing. So why even put yourself, do such stupid things like that when you don't need to, and there's a lot bigger things on the horizon for you if you chose?
And then we've got a couple of other notes here. We're going to do Raw and NXT very quickly in the final segment, since we didn't get to give you your Raw report yesterday. But Duke Hudson is gone. And what actually happened is his contract expired at the end of January. It was not renewed. He had not been used in a couple of months. I talked about this on Observer Radio. I think this was stupid. And I said this long before they cut him. I said this long before they broke up Chase U. Chase U was like so over in NXT. And the fans absolutely loved them. They loved all the characters. If you did something mean to one of the characters, like Duke, what's his name? It was a guy that destroyed Chase U, Ridge Holland. If you did something mean to them, you were like the biggest heel in the entire company. And you know, we had the comment over and over again that they will never get over on the main roster. Okay, they will never get over on the main roster. Well, I got two things to say about that, and that is, it's a cliche, but it is stupid to say never, or it is stupid to say never. You actually should never say never. That's the cliche. You should never say never. Because every year, we have a prediction show, and every year, people come up with 50 predictions, and every last single one of them is wrong, with the exception of maybe one or two that are close enough that we kind of have to vote, okay? Saying somebody can't get over on the main roster, saying someone will never make it in this business, how many times in the history of wrestling, if we heard that about a person or a group or whatever, and people look stupid for having said it. Now, here's the deal. They ran many NXT events in the Performance Center in front of the same 200 people. That's correct. Yes. Okay. But they also went on the road on PLE weekends, and they did NXT events in buildings in front of 7,000, 8,000 people. And in those buildings in front of 7,000, 8,000 people, do you know who got over every single time? Chase U. Find me one show they ran on a PLE weekend in front of 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 people that Chase U was on where they didn't get over. They got over every single time. So this idea that they never get over on the main roster, yeah, maybe when Vince was there, okay, maybe. I don't even know. All I know is every time I saw them in front of a main roster crowd, they got over, okay? So you had this group that was there for years. And instead of, like, bringing them up and trying, they just broke up the group, and now they're firing people in the group. So my question is, why didn't you try? What's the absolute worst that would happen to bring them up for 6 months and see if it gets over or not? Especially nowadays when they're just making money hand over fist. At worst, you'd have sold a ton of Chase U merch. You know, you'd probably have, like, Thea Hale. You think Thea Hale's not going to get over it? Dave's like, oh, Andre Chase would never get over. Dude, I heard that about Gargano and Ciampa. And, you know, they're not over, like, you know, the tippy-top stars, but they're doing fine on SmackDown. They're doing fine. And I'm pretty sure that in their gimmick of Chase U, they would have been fine on the main roster. And you know what? If you had them for 6 months and they, in fact, did not get over and nobody cared and nobody bought merch, fire them then! But I have no earthly idea why they broke the thing up, they never brought them up, and then now they're getting rid of people. Makes no sense to me. Back in a moment, we're going to blast through Raw and NXT and Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. What?
Mood you're in.
I'm in a fine mood. What are you talking about?
You don't even know if Chase Hughes is going to be going away altogether forever officially or not. If
they got rid of Duke Hudson.
They got some, yeah, but they didn't get rid of Andre Chase. And the last time we saw him, somebody whispered at him, he turned around, and he thought, okay, I cannot believe. Look, as far as them being on the main roster, I'm with you. If he wanted to give it a shot, I'd be all for it with the crew that they had with Duke and Thea and all that stuff. That would have been fine. But I love them as an NXT legacy act because of Andre Chase. He could always be the constant there. And you could always come up to the main roster when you needed to or on weekends and stuff like that. That's cool. But if they get rid of it altogether, that's insane to me. Because when you have a show like you do, and you have all of these people, NIL-wise, all this other stuff, when you can have a guy like Andre Chase who can do the talking for you and help build for you, if they get rid of it altogether, that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. And then I hope you would just rip them to shreds for it.
All right, I got to do Raw NXT here, so here we go.
Do it!
Jey Uso came out for a promo in tears. He cried and danced for so long they went way over. And then Gunther came out, and long story short, it appears it will probably be Gunther and Jey Uso at WrestleMania with Jey winning the title there. We had Penta versus Ludwig Kaiser, which was a good match. Penta beat him with Made in Japan. And then they had an odd moment where Pete Dunne comes out after the match, but it is a distraction so Ludwig can beat up Penta. And then Ludwig leaves, glares at Pete, and then nothing happens. So I guess Pete and Ludwig might be teaming up. But I don't know why Pete came out and they did nothing, but he did. Then we had an amazing segment, my favorite part of the show. Finn Balor's backstage. He's all furious. And he says, man, Dom stole the tag title rematch, stole my partner. Now JD's hurt. Maybe we need to find you a babysitter. Liv says, hold on a second. Dom, he took your place. Otherwise, someone else was getting that tag title match. It wasn't his fault JD got hurt. It was the War Raiders. And Dom got us all a bunch of big matches, including you in a Elimination Chamber qualifier. So she leaves and Finn's all happy. And then Carlito runs up and he goes, what'd you get for me? And Dom looks at him and he goes, got you that apple. And they cut away so fast because somebody cracked. Charlotte's, by the way, forgiven Dom. I don't know why. Charlotte came out for a Charlotte came out for a promo. And basically, nobody wants her back. And she thought she would be cheered, and she wasn't. And she was clearly gotten to. And she kept trying, and they booed her more. And then finally Rhea came out, and they basically had an argument about Rhea wants Charlotte to choose her for WrestleMania. Charlotte's not sure. She's going to check NXT, going to check SmackDown, and then decide. But holy smokes, they did not want Charlotte Flair back, and they did not want to hear about her bad year. They didn't care. We had Karrion Kross and Sami doing a segment. They're still teasing. Can you imagine Sami Zayn ending up with, what's the name of that group? The Karrion Kross.
Oh, God, the Authors of Pain.
No, they got a group name. The Someone help me out here.
The Scarlet Bordeaux.
The Final Judgment, yes.
Judgment Day. No, yeah, Final Judgment. Yeah.
New Day and Rey and Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
Final Testament, yeah.
Yes.
New Day versus Rey and Dragon Lee, which was a pretty fun match. Logan Paul came down, yanked Rey out of the ring, threw him back inside Kofi at the pin. Kofi Kingston actually got a win here, thanks to Logan Paul. And they didn't pin Dragon Lee, so that was nice. And then my second favorite part of the show actually involved Michael Cole. Cole goes, they're in Cleveland. And out comes Logan Paul. He gets booed. He's from Cleveland. And Cole goes, you ever notice all these people from Cleveland at work here are such jerks? Logan Paul, Johnny Gargano, The Miz, Vic Joseph. It's like, wow, what a jerk. Although Vinny probably laughed. We had a bunch of promos, Rumble recaps. And then Liv Morgan versus Io Sky in a chamber qualifier, which had the stupidest finish, which I think is supposed to get heat, but, like, it's still stupid. So they're doing this match, and Io goes up top. Raquel jumps up on the apron. Ref doesn't care. Io goes up for the top a second time. Raquel gets on the apron again. They do the exact same spot. The ref doesn't care. Then Rhea comes down to take out Raquel. Now the ref cares. Two people not in the match are fighting. And so he's dealing with that. And then Liv grabbed Rhea. So Rhea punched Liv because Liv grabbed her. And the ref calls for the bell. And even though Rhea wasn't trying to interfere in any way, she was just getting attacked, the ref disqualifies Io and gives the win to Liv.
Bro.
This was so stupid.
Ava is training referees in NXT to go.
I'm surprised Ava didn't come out to make that announcement. We had a War Raiders promo. Chad Gable's on his way out to learn Lucha Libre from Malakai Black.
And get his knee fixed.
Seth Rollins did a long promo, basically talking to Sami Zayn. And you know what's funny? Like, am I the only one? This guy's out there and he's wearing like a Randy Savage type outfit made fully of leather, this giant leather cowboy hat, and these giant stupid virtual reality glasses on his head. I don't know why we're looking at you so much as I'm doing this review, but maybe something broke. But there we go. Hi. So he's got these big, can I do it now? These big virtual reality glasses on his head and this leather hat. He looks like such an idiot. And like, he's trying to do like a serious promo. There's like, Seth Rollins, he's not a dumb guy, but he makes so many dumb decisions. It's like, bro, if this is supposed to be a serious promo and we're supposed to take it seriously, and it's supposed to be like a really important thing leading to WrestleMania or some big angle, why are you dressed like a clown? I can't take it seriously. I'm like, you look like you're at a Halloween party.
Psychedelic.
Like some guy at a Halloween party shows up, he drinks and he starts getting all mad. You're like, what an idiot. You're not taking the guy seriously. So anyway, this was dumb. And then we had CM Punk, Sami Zayn, chamber qualifier, and Punk beat him clean, GTS. And so Punk is going to the chamber. He offered Sami a handshake. Sami gave it to him, but then Kevin Owens hit the ring, and he hit the dreaded package pile driver on Sami Zayn. So Sami is out for a while. But I'm sure he'll be back just in time to screw Kevin Owens to set up that Mania match.
Or to get revenge. I don't know about screw.
Aside from those two segments I thought were stupid, I thought that was a pretty good Raw. And they did a great job recapping the Royal Rumble, if you happen to miss it. Because I like recaps. Then we had NXT. We had Stephanie versus JC Jane. And this is why I need the Vinny show, dude. I could talk for hours about this match alone. So the match was like okay, but they had the dumbest spot in this match. So Stephanie hits a 619. She hits a springboard high cross. She makes the cover, and Jasmine rushes in and she breaks up the pin. I'm like, God, all that for a DQ? You can't even beat JC Jane. But then the match keeps going, and they explain that, yes, JC broke up the pin, but she broke it up by hitting her own partner, and because she didn't touched Stephanie in breaking up the pin. It wasn't a DQ. What? I may just end the NXT review right there. And then, as absolutely, idiotically stupid as that was, Steph then just hit her finish and won anyway. Why did we do that insufferably stupid thing, and it wasn't even the finish? It didn't even lead to the finish. That made me very mad.
Now, if Fallon gets upset with JC and it leads towards something between them, would that be enough, or
no.
Would it still be so incredibly
stupid?
This
was so incredibly dumb that a person can hit the ring and break up a pinfall, but because they broke it up hitting their own partner, it's not a DQ? No. No. No.
It's outside interference. It is not outside interference with an asterisk.
You broke up the pin! It doesn't matter who you hit! Dude! We had a bunch of interview segments, a bunch of people. Lexus King's in the ring. Fandango.
Didn't see that coming.
Fandango has made his return to NXT. And they, like, put Fandango on the screen and they play his music, but then he notes, I'm actually,
Cope.
I'm JDC.
Oh, JDC.
From NXT, from Impact.
The system.
And they're having a Heritage Cup match next week. Ridge Holland beats Stax.
By the way, is it one fall or not?
I don't know. It's going to be a Heritage Cup match. It's a normal one. Unless Ava makes a stupid ruling. Zarya and Sol versus Tatum and Gigi. Let's talk about the only thing that matters in this match. And this is another thing. You know, there's people on Twitter that they just have to, like, be argumentative for, like, no good reason whatsoever, except they woke up and decided, I've had a bad day, I'm going to be argumentative on Twitter. I said, of all people on Earth, of all the people in the Earth...
For you, that's a personality
trait. Of all the people on Earth, Tatum Paxley debuted the Judo Jean LaBelle double ouch. That's the name of the move. It's a 50-year-old move. I think I've seen one person in the history of my watching wrestling actually do this. The second one is Tatum Paxley. She now uses the double ouch. I put this on Twitter. Of all people, Tatum Paxley is using the Judo Jean LaBelle double ouch from pro wrestling finishing holds in like 1967. And I had people on Twitter going, what do you mean of all people? She's like good. What do I mean? What do I mean? Well, what I mean is we got a group called the No Quarter Catch Crew. Okay? We got the son of William Regal, whose gimmick is that he is a catch shooter. He's not doing the double ouch. No one in that group is doing the double ouch. You know who's not doing the double ouch? Zack Sabre Jr. You know who didn't do the double ouch? Bryan Danielson. Okay? You know who's not, like, all of these people aren't doing the double ouch, but Tatum Paxley is, okay? That's freaking weird that of all people, she is doing the Judo Jean LaBelle double ouch. If you got a problem with that, get a life. Now, we had Bayley, Roxanne, and Julia with a championship summit, and then Charlotte showed up. And to her delight, everyone in NXT loves Charlotte. That was nice. We have Ava meeting with Javon and Ethan. So in storyline, Javon's jaw is still broken. Like, ha 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 ha, okay? Ha ha ha, yeah. So he wants a match with Ethan Page. Next week, okay? Guy still can't talk. His jaw's shattered. Now Ava says, hey, if you can get cleared, you can have the match. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. Well, you know, collagen peptides. That might help. Carmen Petrovic and Kalani Jordan had a match. And Kalani won with a cross-faced chicken wing. And then she went nuts afterwards. So for those of you wondering, yes, Shawn Michaels reliving of the 90s. Kalani Jordan is Bob Backlund. Yes, Bob Backlund. And I guess I gotta wait for the next segment for that main event. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, anyway, the main event was Trichinobo versus A-Town Down, and A-Town Down won, so I guess they deserve their championship match.
I guess.
Remember that stupid storyline.
Yeah,
I'm furiously trying to find the double ouch.
Look at him leafing through.
Yeah, this is it right here. Pro Wrestling Finishing Holds.
That's the one!
By
yes.
Judo Gene LaBelle. And,
awesome.
See if I can find it here. He's got all sorts of just absolutely, like, some of them are like shoot holds and some of them are just silly. Here it is. There you go. Moving into a figure four double ouch. Figure four double ouch with leg grapevine. Figure four double ouch. That right there is the move that Tatum is now using.
Put it up there.
Look. Figure four double ouch. You can't see it. But the point is, it is a real move.
Look at Tatum.
The figure four double ouch. Not Charlie Dempsey.
No.
I never seen Zack Sabre Jr. doing a double ouch. Not once.
Why is Ren Sinclair not using the double ouch?
Ren Sinclair should have used the double ouch.
And why does she hold up two fingers instead of three? That really bothers me, actually. She's
Because peace, brother.
With this? Like,
by the way,
the side?
I want to throw out in an hour, After Dark Radio, we're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
That's how I describe it now. We're going to give it a shot. No guests this week.
No
guests this week. And so it's going to be news, emails, text messages, and open lines, in fact. If you'd like to email me, I did set up the email address. It's brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. What could be shorter except everything? brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. So email me if you've got any good stories you want me to read on the air. And we're going to have a fun time in an hour. Sports Byline USA, Twitch, YouTube, and subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. So sign up today. Guys, you realize you could get something like this like three times a day every day. Can you imagine? We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.